You're watching Notepad. I'm your host, Ibrahim Sani. We are still in the mood of celebrating International Women's Day. Of course, this is a global holiday to commemorate the cultural and political socioeconomic impact of women around the world, as well as in Malaysia. IWD is celebrated annually, and every year we have a special dedicated event that is going to be discussed on this show and all the other sister shows on Astro Awani. Joining us is Chan Kee Siak, founder and CEO of Exabyte's group of companies. We are trying to understand a little bit better about not just what Exabyte is doing for IWD, but perhaps about what this sector is looking forward to when it comes to the involvement of women in this sector. Chan, how are you?
Hey, I'm fine. Ibrahim, how are you?
Fantastic. I did suffer from COVID a few weeks ago. I am back in action and we're actually moving forward when it comes to the developments of the country and the world. It's not easy talking about things like IWD right now, Chan, because not only are we looking at the rising conflict of Ukraine and Russia and the resulting impact of it, like rising commodity prices, we're also looking at climate change being a big concern for many of us around the world, as well as Malaysia as a coastal country. We are also looking at the worsening situation of people getting COVID. Even though it's mostly Category 1, Category 2, however, you know, the country is still grappling with increased hospitalization rates in the health system. So, you know, on top of all this, there is a great concern about how businesses are performing as per usual. So maybe you can tell us a little bit more about Exabyte's efforts, particularly when it comes to accelerating women entrepreneurship with Exabyte for 2022.
Indeed. I think this year is actually our second year in terms of putting our initiative to actually support and accelerate our women entrepreneurs. So we call this year program as Accelerate Women Entrepreneurship with Exabyte 2020, or short form AWEWE. Yeah. So this is our second year's aligning the role. So this year actually we aim to actually support about 200 women entrepreneurs. And it's a special initiative that crafted as part of our effort to actually unlock opportunities for women who own a businesses or women entrepreneurs wannabe. The initiative aims to accelerate women entrepreneurship by providing them with various of digital solutions, support, assistance, as well as workshops to train them to be more digital savvy, so that they can run and empower their own online businesses. It's also part of Exabyte's, we call it the ESG, Environmental, Social and Governance Initiatives as well.
Okay, let's talk a little bit more about that. This is, of course, an effort that is not just seen for this year, but you've been doing some form or rather this event over the past few years. What are the impact and the outcome that you're looking at following this kind of activities?
Last year, we successfully reached out slightly over 100 women entrepreneurs who actually apply and enroll into our programs. This year, we aim to double up that numbers. So this year, we are targeting to empower at least 200 women entrepreneurs to help to digitalize them or train them, provide them with the necessary support and tools to be more successful online.
You know, we also look at how the assistance of women can actually impact the tech sector. There's this long-standing issue where the tech sector do not see a lot of women involvement. Do you feel like these kind of activities can actually help women get more involved in this sector?
I think indeed, right? And also, we talk about COVID, the whole worldwide situation. Because of that, I think nowadays, working from home is quite usual, quite common for a lot of companies. And by allowing to work from home, I think that actually opened up a whole new flexibility and also opportunities for women to continue join back into workforce, right? Because now with the flexibility to work from home, they can at one hand take care of their work or take care of their business from home, while also at the same time taking care of their family.
There is this key idea that work is now very nimble. It is also appreciative for businesses to understand that that working is a little bit different from of today than before. Collaboration is, of course, important, particularly when it comes to the creative industry or the ideas industry. But how do you see working from home jive with how you need to be productive, but at the same time be safe at the same time, Chan?
Yes. Of course, I think on one hand, working from home, it does provide a lot more flexibility and also efficiency, because you know you don't have to like spend times unnecessarily on the traffic. while at the same time you can juggle and manage your time between work and family. But again, at the same time, there are also certain challenges, right? For example, maybe when you are having a video calls, you need to take care of your kids, right? Who is shouting for food or whatever, right? Or sometimes it could be like neighbors doing renovation, or it could be like sometimes challenges on the internet speeds. I think more importantly, is also whether the company supports and embrace the policies for the, regardless it's their staff or their partners, to actually able to enjoy the flexibility of working from home. So I think, you know, despite there are certain new challenges because of working from home, but at the same time, you also open up a whole new perspective of opportunities. I think it allowed things that in the past is very difficult to happen. Now, because of all these digital capabilities and also flexibility to work online, work from home, now it's actually happening. So this is actually tied back to, you know, why we created this Accelerate Women Entrepreneurships. Because we felt that because of this, right, we shall actually play our parts to provide trainings, support and assistance to all these women entrepreneurs, especially those specifically interested to embark their journey online, right? With our experience in this field, we can provide them with the necessary trainings and tools so that they can equip themselves better.
You know, I'm not just looking at the training and tools. I'm also talking about how your network can be leveraged on assisting women to gain a foothold in the business scene, how it can be integrated to make them more involved in the day-to-day affairs of businesses, basically plugging them into the ecosystem. Do you feel that there is a need for Exabyte or companies like yourselves to not just train women, but try to inculcate the business ecosystem into their efforts of being an entrepreneur, i.e. plugging them into the system?
Yes, for sure. I think training is just the starting point, right? Once they are ready, they equip the necessary skill set or their business up and running and all that. We have a system, we call it our partner ecosystems. We can actually feature them as one of our partners. From there, we will have the demand side and also the supply side. For example, right, let's say, you know, we can train our women entrepreneurs to actually provide maybe certain services, right? So by leveraging our partner network directory, we can actually match them with our other side of clients who may also need similar service. For example, copywriting. For example, it could be like as simple as like bakery, right? So I think this is the power of Exabyte's ecosystem, where we have about more than 160,000 active client base across Southeast Asia. And not only that, you know, we also will be able to plug them to some other our partnership external ecosystems. For example, co-working space around the regions. For example, certain government agencies where may they also have some good programs to actually to support the SME or particularly even women entrepreneurs. So these are some of the areas that you know, we should leverage on. And this is something that we are very happy and very supportive to continue doing that.
Now, putting into the frame right now, the theme for IWD, which is hashtag break the bias, in what way do you feel that the accelerator program that Exabyte is currently doing jives with the break the bias kind of theme that is currently being done for this year's IWD?
Our hope is this initiative will further empower and impact more women entrepreneurs in their journey to build a successful business online. While we understand that there are many different parties and organizations in inculcating the population towards engaging the entrepreneur venture, and we have seen success with an increasing number of entrepreneurs in Malaysia and Singapore, regardless of gender, we at Exabyte, we hope we can further elevate that process. Having said that, you know, although women entrepreneurs have become more important players in the landscape, but the number is still relatively small as compared to business owned by men. So aligned with the International Women's Day theme this year, Break the Bias, this is what we hope to achieve, like, as well as you know, as part of our ESG standards in encouraging and also facilitating the environment that embrace the diversity and inclusion of women in the labor forces. Especially now, many companies, they want to go online, but in the industry, we're actually shortage of a digital workforce. So if we can help to train and empower more women, the digital workforce or entrepreneurs, definitely it will help to balance up the supply.
All right, Chan, we'll go for one short break. When we come back, we'll discuss a little bit more with Chan of Exabytes. Thanks for staying on with us. I have with me on the line Chan Kee Siak, the founder and CEO of Exabytes Group of Companies. Chan, let's talk a little bit more about the tech sector per se, moving away from IWD. The global shortage chip supply for semiconductor is also exacerbated by the fact that some raw materials are indeed in short supply. Palladium, for instance, is currently being seen as a shortage in the market, largely because Russia is a big exporter of palladium. Neon gas, for instance, Ukraine exports 50% of neon gas globally. That is not happening. We need both for the semiconductor chip supply. Of course, we're also looking at, because of the rising tensions in Europe, some parts in Asia are also very concerned when it comes to rising global tensions. Generally speaking, the tech sector is facing a lot of headwinds when it comes to building new materials, building new software, building new hardware. How do you see the outlook is going to shape up when it comes to the tech sector and the telecommunication sector and perhaps even business in general? Where do you see things are heading in the next few days or weeks to come?
Definitely, it still comes with a lot of uncertainty in terms of the overall environmental landscape worldwide, as well as how the logistics supply chain, right? But having said that, I think whenever there's challenges, there always comes with opportunities. So I think, right, that's also the advantages of if anyone can leverage better in terms of online and digital, at least because of using the digital and online, they can actually expand their marketplace, they can expand their landscape, not constrained to anything geographically bounded, right? They can source for maybe different kind of supply chains, online through other sources from other markets, or they can, make good use of digital to find alternative solutions or alternative suppliers. Yeah, so I think this is what I can recap as, right, those who command the flexibility of digital, they are more agile, they are more flexible in terms of breaking the chain and find alternative solutions.
Do you feel that there is a possibility that entrepreneurs in this country can see how they can fit the solutions even better, considering that much of the things that are currently being happening around the world, say, for instance, what we talked about earlier, climate change, we're talking about the rising geopolitical tensions, we're talking about COVID cases. It seems like there seems to be a theme that can be addressed from climate tech to agro tech to health tech. And perhaps some solutioning for governmental agencies and diplomatic relations. There seems to be a lot of things that entrepreneurs can enter. Do you feel that these areas are still being still nascent compared to what needs to be done when it comes to entrepreneurs coming out of Malaysia? Do you think that more can be done when it comes to these spaces, providing solutions for these spaces?
Definitely. It's not just because of the worldwide landscape is changing, but also we are now into a early phase of a new generation of technology. For example, in telecommunications, now we are at the early stage of 5G, right? In terms of industrialization, we are in the early phase of IR 4.0. So any new starting point of any phases of generation in terms of technologies, it always creates a brand new opportunities in terms of solutioning, in terms of how we address the issues, etc. I gave one simple example, right? I think a couple decades ago, right, maybe two decades ago, we have this so-called petroleum or oil shortage issues that we know eventually it's going to happen. I think that's also where and how it accelerates the development of electrical vehicles, right, or solar powers. So I believe, this is how human or mankind evolve ourselves. When there's a new challenges, we always find for new solutions, new replacement alternative.
One more short break before we conclude our conversation with Chan of Exabytes. Thanks for staying on with us. I have with me on the line Chan Kee Siak, dialing in from Penang right now. He is, of course, the founder and CEO of Exabytes. Chan, let's talk a little bit more about the company. Where is the company directed to for this year? What's the direction looking like? Are you guys going to grow the business even further? Are you guys going to seek more capital?
We continue to fulfill our vision, which is to make it easy for businesses to actually to grow online. Yeah. So supporting SME, small businesses has always been our key stronghold. But this year, we also expanded our footprint into the enterprise landscape, you know, enterprise world. Yeah. So as part of our portfolios in terms of product and strategy this year, we're actually going to expand into enterprise cloud sector, as well as enterprise retails. So this will be our key focus for 2022.
You are also working collaboratively with the Penang State Government. The Penang State Government did launch its fourth seed fund of 1 million ringgit for technology startups. You are in collaboration with Network, eSolve, MSE, Pentamaster, Forward School, UST Global, and many more. Do you feel that this kind of activity is actually quite needed when it comes to growing the ecosystem for the entrepreneurs right now?
Yes, definitely. We play our role as a part of the evaluation committee. I think that's a very good example of how the government and also private sector work together. The government side, they provide the necessary support in terms of financing, grants, right, while the industry chip in their expertise in specific areas. And with all this seed funding, definitely it helped to support and even encourage more startups to actually, you know, come out with their own new innovative solutions, their business ideas. And as we all know, right, business always creates more job opportunity. So by promoting and encouraging more startups, definitely it helps to create more businesses as well as job opportunities. And more importantly, it, you know, from that process, it will actually create new generations of solutions or maybe industry for maybe specific states, for example, or even specific country. Because of that, who knows the seed, right? Because of that, it actually create another tech startups that is very successful in the region in the next few years to come.
All right, thank you very much, Chan. I do wish you all the best. In fact, I do believe that while 2022 is seen as a year of recovery, again, just to repeat, there's a lot of headwinds going to impact the industry as well as the nation, considering that things are still very much up in the air. Predominantly, the rising tensions in Europe, the rising commodity prices resulting from it, COVID cases not going down, despite people are asking to take booster shots. The booster shot take-up is also quite low. We need to talk about that a little bit more, in fact. And of course, climate change. That's happening really, really fast. And there seems to be no solution in sight when it comes to addressing this problem, at least from the tech sector. But for now, that was our conversation with Chan Kee Siak, the founder and CEO of Exabytes Group of companies. If you've missed any part of this show, just head on to astroawani.com. Look for Exabyte. You can also look for Notepad there. Until then, thanks very much for watching, and happy International Women's Day.